Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Barachov coming with another class on finding our way back to Hashem, finding our way back to God. We are getting ready for Elul, and it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, the first of Elul next week. We are celebrating Rosh Chodesh on Sunday and Monday. Don't forget, if anybody ever wants to sponsor a class in the future, please be in touch with Shiur Enjoyment. You could also contact me at jbarachov@gmail.com or jordanatorah.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can find out more Torah on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. And I'm so excited to be here with you again. Elul is a great, great time period. There are a few things, there are a few customs that we do when Elul begins. But I want to talk about an interesting custom that I don't know if the listeners, I don't know your age or what happens in the different countries that you're from. But I want to describe to you a little bit of what happens here in America a month before Lahavdil, the biggest holiday here of Xmas, always a month before, okay? A month before, like Thanksgiving time here. It is crazy. You turn on the radio and all you hear is songs related to the upcoming Xmas holiday. You can't move. You can't breathe without being bombarded with the message. Can you imagine what a life would be like as a Jewish person if all of a sudden Elul came and we were bombarded and we were being hit left and right with all these different wonderful words of wisdom and wonderful words of inspiration, and even, let's say, songs, the constant songs from the Machzor, from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, being played and listened to all the month of Elul. I think our Yamim Noraim would be that much more different. I wonder if we could even establish something like that, and maybe we could get something together, playing all those songs, our favorite tefillot songs from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But with that mindset, it's so important to understand what are the different traditions that we do begin once Elul starts. So one of them is the sounding of the shofar. Next week, starting next week, we are going to sound the shofar every morning. Just a quick funny joke. My father's Hebrew birthday is Aleph Elul, and he used to always say that when he was born, everyone was so excited that they began to blowing the shofar, right? That's a cute little one. So we start to blow the shofar as a wake-up call for us. Wake up, realize that it's time to work on ourselves and improve and grow. The other thing that is done in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul, especially for the Ashkenazim, is we add a parak of Tehillim to the end of our tefillot, and that is L'David Hashem Ori V'Ishi. It's chapter 27, Chaf Zayin, and we add that on, and I wanted to discuss that parak of Tehillim a little bit with you today. There's a message in there that really resonates with finding our way back to Hashem, and how do we find our way back to Hashem. So there's this acronym, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I am for my beloved and my beloved is for me. That each letter, the Aleph, the Lamed, the Vav, and the Lamed, represents Elul. And that what we're saying in Shir HaShirim, that I, Hashem, I am coming to you, that you're my beloved, and you are for me. How do I reach out to Hashem? How do I find my way back to God? What do I do? The master of it all is David HaMelech when he writes the Psalms. And I want to focus on a certain verse that David says in chapter 27 that we are going to begin to say next week. This is also a very famous verse. It becomes a song in many different tunes. He says in verse Dalad 4, Achat sho'alti me'et Hashem otavakesh. One thing I'm asking you of God. One thing. Shifti b'veit Hashem kol yimei chayai. I'm asking you, Hashem, that I get to sit in your house all the days of my life. Lachzot b'noam Hashem. To take in your rays, like the rays of the sun, to take it in the pleasantness of you, Hashem. ulevaker beheichalo, and to visit your house, your heichal, your temple. Interesting. We have two different concepts here. One is, first that David is saying, I have one request. Whoever has one request, right? That's like a little child says, Mommy, Daddy, I just want one more thing. I'm never going to ask for anything ever again. And we know that's not to be true. So I know that David is asking not just one thing. So he says, I have one request that I'm going to ask of you, Hashem. But then he phrases it two different ways. On the one hand, he says, I want to sit in your house. And then the other way, he says, I want to visit your house. And I want to talk about the difference between dwelling, sitting, versus visiting. That's going to be the key concept for today of how do we find ourselves our way back to Hashem. How do we find our way back to God? So on the one hand, we're saying, Hashem, I want to be so comfortable with you. I want to be in your home. I want to be with you constantly. You know, it's like when you go away, if anyone has ever slept out of their home, and then when they come back home and you go back and you're like, oh, my bed. Oh, this is so comfy. This is my pillow. This is my blanket. This is my space. There's something about being home. There's just this warm, good feeling, this permanence, this sense of safety and protection when one lives in their home. Mahavdil, if God forbid, if someone was homeless, that's such a horrible feeling. So here, this home represents a sense of protection and warmth that I feel when I'm with you, I want to feel that warmth. I want to feel your protection. I want to know that you're always with me. That's one way of looking at it. And then David says, I want to visit you. So why does he also put in the phrase, I want to visit, levaker? Why does he want it to be a visit? And then I also want to talk about the word levaker, the root word, boker, morning, levaker, bikirut, is also like checking in. I want to talk about that also in connection with this concept about coming back to Hashem. What is a visit? A visit is something that's more temporary. It's not as permanent. When you're visiting, there's a sense of newness. What could happen is when you're living in a home, you could slowly take things for granted. And even though it's lovely and you feel that sense of protection, you feel that warmth, naturally as human beings, when we have something day in and day out, it could lead itself to stagnant, being taken for granted. That's why if you're in a marriage, in your relationship, they say it's important to have date night, to continue that newness. When we speak about the Torah, that we talk about, we got it ha-yom, as if we've received the Torah today. It's not something from old and we're so accustomed to. It should be fresh and new today. That's the concept of visiting, that Hashem is saying and David is saying, I want to have that warmth and that protection from you, Hashem. I want to feel good, but yet I want that same aspect of that excitement, of that newness, of that visiting of you. I want when I interact with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want it just to be, wow, this is new and exciting. It's like going on vacation and we're going to be doing something different that we've never done before. But yet I want to feel protected. And in order to get to that duality, you really have to do, believe it or not, what I started off with, what we learned from the non-Jews when it comes to Xmas and putting it in our faces, everything about the holiday. If we become more knowledgeable and if we make sure to be cognizant, just like anybody who's listening to this right now, when we're making a conscious effort to put learning into our lives, to be inspired on a constant basis, we are now getting ready to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are allowing it to be more familiar. We're allowing our connection to be one that is more home-like, because we're becoming more comfortable with Hashem. But if we also constantly try to renew it and try to seek out something new and different, we then have that duality. We have that duality of the visiting and also the dwelling. And the way you visit is from the word livvaker, bikirut, by searching and seeking and trying to check in and see, where do I need those little check-ins? Maybe I should take a moment of what we call cheshbon ha-nefesh. As we said last week, Elul is a time of transition. This is a time of reflection, that I should sit back for a second and reflect and understand and see, where do I need those check-ins? Refresh what I know, but then add on to what I don't have. So it's so important to have that duality, and that's what David HaMelech is presenting to us in chapter 27, verse 4, Dalet, Achat Shu'al, I have this one request. Even though they seem opposite, Shifti Beveit Hashem, I want to dwell in your house, Hashem. I want to dwell with you. I want to be with you. I want to feel that comfort, that protection. But at the same time, Levaker Beheichalo, at the same time, I want to have that newness, this freshness, that excitement. When I talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I interact or when I do those mitzvot, I don't want it to become habitual where it loses its flavor and it loses the joy and the happiness that it should have for me on a daily basis. So everybody, let's take on something for this month coming up on Sunday and Monday. Let's try to dig deep and in our way of finding our way back to Hashem. Let's focus on our comforts, what comforts us in relationship to Hashem, and let's also focus on something that would be new and fresh for us, because that's the ideal relationship. So let's say if you've never focused on making sure to say Perek Chav Zayin of Tehillim every day for the month of Elul, maybe take that on, and maybe take on learning the true meaning. Perhaps next week, maybe I'll focus on Perek Chav Zayin, because there's a beautiful way to look at it, that the first half is talking about Hashem's relationship with us, and the second half is talking about our relationship with Hashem. So maybe that would be a nice thing to go through Perek Chav Zayin with you, step by step, and see the Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li within the actual Perek. Wishing you all a great day. Again, if you want to ever sponsor a class, there's so many people listening to it live and so many more that listen to it after the fact. It would be a great zechut for someone's neshama, for Rafua, for Yeshua, for Aliyah and neshama. Please contact Share Enjoyment, or you could reach out to me, jbarachov@gmail.com or jordanatorah.com. And please, if you love this Torah, if you like it, if you find it inspirational, there's more on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. Looking forward to teaching you again next week. Have a great rest of the week and a good Shabbat.